There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Who are those girls? It's JK.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Guys, welcome to episode 22.
22. Yeah.
22. Isn't that crazy?
It's so crazy. I would have seen it coming. I mean, I know last time was 21, but I just didn't know that this time would be 22. Hello, everyone. Do you have your coffee? What do you got? What do you got? What are you
sipping? I do. And this one is not going to make you make fun of me. Okay, look.
Oh, it's supposed to be without ice. Yeah, you're right. I won't believe you for this.
No,
one.
This one is a hot one. This is actually a hot coffee that my mom just made me with a little cute design on top and everything. It was adorable.
I know you say you want to live on your own, but my God, what a pleasure that is.
No, I mean, coffee? I do love the princess treatment from my mother.
Oh my God, amazing.
You might not be super impressed by this since you're a notorious hater, you know, but it's very good.
My coffee was supposed to be a cookie butter latte. Like, I consciously last night I went to sleep and I was like, okay, tomorrow we're going to try the cookie butter latte. And then I forgot.
That sounds amazing. Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's not a cookie butter latte.
No, that's not.
What's that?
This is just like a regular latte with some like brown sugar shaken espresso creamer mixed with some vanilla creamer.
Did you make that yourself, like the creamer?
Absolutely not. No. What the fuck?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. Where did you get the brown sugar?
Shaking the fucking thing in a jar? Absolutely not.
Guys, this is another week of me being so frazzled and so all over the place with my life and work that, like, I'm not wearing makeup again for a third Wednesday in a row.
Well, good thing you literally look like a supermodel without makeup, so.
No, I fucking don't.
Oh, my God. I am filming a day in the life of me, you know, Jesse.
Right, you?
And so I'm filming it for our Patreon. Okay, guys, we are launching a Patreon. It's happening. It started happening very fast. It's, like, snowballing. And, like, it's going to be a thing. It's going to be a thing.
Listen, we said we weren't going to launch it until the new year, but then we found this, like, really good deal for you guys, which we'll talk about it next week. But that's why we're doing it early.
Yeah, it was, like, Patreon offering this deal for our followers that I was, like, if we don't do that, we're stupid.
No, so, I was, like, they would love this. We have to do this.
Yeah. So, anyway, we're doing the launch, and we're, like, filming a bunch of stuff. Anyway, I'm filming a day in the life, and so, like, I had to film myself when I woke up, and wow, that was terrifying.
First of all, everybody looks crazy when they wake up.
Well, I had my bonnet on and everything, the one with the eye mask attached to it, so, you know, that was special.
On. Everybody looks a little, you know, intense in the mornings. You're extra puffy, your eyes.
Yes. Come on. It's so funny because I did like, part of my life obviously is my kids, a big part of my life, but I'm gonna, like, blur their face, but, like, you just hear Amelie and she was saying a joke and I just, like, didn't laugh and she goes, "You didn't laugh." And I'm like, "Oh, I'm sorry." And then I laughed and she goes, "Not like that." I'm like, "Oh, go to school. Thank
you." Oh my
you.
God, that's going to be so funny. She, like, just even if, like, not showing her, just her little voice and the commentary in the background
just
is
the
just
best.
So good.
She is
She's
just
so funny.
The best.
Hello, Poopoo Mom.
Hello, Poopoo Amelie.
You're not laughing at me.
You want me to laugh at you?
Yeah.
Okay, say it again.
Hello, Poopoo. Not like that.
5 times a day, she tells me that she's leaving. And
she tells you every day that she's running away, huh?
Yeah, she stopped slamming doors because that was, like, a big issue. Like, I do not like the slamming of doors. I feel like that's, like, a level of disrespect I just cannot tolerate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I told her, I was like, we do not slam doors in this house. So, like, the other day she slammed it accidentally. Like, she was pissed, but, like, she slammed it, like, harder than she would. And she opened it and she goes, "Sorry." And then she closed it again. I didn't even have to say anything. She just understood that she should not have slammed the door.
Oh,
anyway,
God,
it's lots of drama
literally
over here.
I love that. I love that your daughter has had that big personality. It's my favorite thing.
Oh, it's big, all right. I do love it. I tell her, though, I'm like, "You're going to be a star. Like, I don't know what you're going to be, but you're, like, you've got a lot of something to give to the world."
Oh,
mama.
Yeah. She's going to be a star. It's so funny how, like, every parent, like,
thinks that their kid's going to be a star. No, but minus.
No, it's like my parents, like growing up, were like, "Amira, superstar, tú vas a ser artista."
Hey,
like,
they were
constantly.
Right. Come on, Miss Lights.
No, no, I'm not an actress. Like I thought that I was gonna be.
Okay, but maybe not an actress, but like YouTubers, something. You know what I mean? Like they saw something in you, and clearly the world sees it too.
Come on. No, and Stephanie's like, Emma's gonna be an actress. Like Emma's just gonna everybody like their child's gonna be a star. And I think that's so beautiful.
Yeah,
I think
yeah,
that's so beautiful. Just, how much we love our kids.
I love it. Delusional.
No, no. Ademi is going to be a star.
Ademi is gonna. I will say like I've seen a lot of kids. It's not that she's gonna be like an actress or something. I don't know, she just has such a big personality. Can you picture Emily like working in an office?
No, God bless, no. No, she really just has such a like vibrant personality that she can't be you know like a librarian. Come on,
she's very theatrical, like very
she's so theatrical and I love it.
Her newest thing is she just started calling me Mr. Mommy. She goes, "Okay, Mr. Mommy," and I'm like, "Why are you misgendering me?" Like, I don't know where she got that from, but she thinks it's very
funny.
So funny.
And that is actually, come on, that's pretty funny.
Like, it's okay, either Mr. Mommy or Poo Poo Mommy. That's not funny.
I like Mr. more. I like Mr.
I like Mr. more than Poo Poo Mommy. But anyway, she's four, so we shall see her future. Okay.
And we love her. I can't wait to see that day in the life.
Oh my God, it's going to be great.
I can't wait. Guys, I'm insecure about my hat right now because it's one of those like trucker
kind
of hats.
You know that I could tell your energy that you're insecure about your hat. I could feel that you are insecure about it.
Because I keep like, you know, like fidgeting with it.
Just like your, yeah, something about your aura. I'm concentrating on the hat. It's like my eyes are drawn to the hat because you're insecure about it.
No, it's because it looks like a conductor hat, doesn't it? It's giving conductor.
No.
It's giving Hash House a go-go.
Nothing gives Hash House a go-go. Okay, bro, I tried on a hat the other day that had the same shape as that hat, and I literally, like, almost had a panic attack. Like, I have, like, trauma from Hash House a go-go. I do. And everybody laughing at me and my Hash House a go-go picture.
No, it was intense. But I think that mine is coming from because, like, you see how my ear is, like, sticking out here and that's, like, making me feel weird.
I will say it's a big hat, but it's cute.
I will say you look stupid, but it's cute is what you just said.
No, I didn't say that. No, like, the shape is on point. No.
I feel like the shape is not on point.
Like, okay, conductor hat is very specific. It's, like, that's too structured to be a conductor hat. Like, the conductor hat was too, like, floppy and like sad on the top.
I don't know. I got it in PR from Amazon and I thought it was so cute. It says I'd rather. It's so cute.
I love it. No, it's great.
Come on.
Just feel confident in it. And
I'm so confident. I like that my ear pokes out. I like it. It's cool.
Exactly. Your ear's probably poking out because of your in-ears. So it's not even the hat's fault.
Right, exactly. All right, guys. So I have a few things to chat with you about, okay, that I wrote down in my notepad, you know.
Oh, God.
First of all, okay. I do want to address the lechon pork allegations.
Oh, I am pissed. All of you are going to fucking time out. I was furious reading those comments, acting like I'm some sort of moron. Okay, so basically what happened was we were talking about Thanksgiving and like, what is the best food on Thanksgiving? And I said it was the ham. And then she's like, "Oh, like, did you guys make lechon?" And I said, "No, I don't like pork." And people in the comments tore my asshole wide open.
Yeah, it's because you were like, "I love ham. I love bacon." But then you were like, "I don't like pork." But to be fair, I totally understood what you were talking about.
Of course. Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I know that that comes from the same animal. Duh.
Exactly. Come on.
I'm not a moron.
Like, you don't think that there's people out there that love French fries but absolutely hate mashed potatoes? They exist.
Yeah. Different forms. And also, like, very, very different forms. Think about this. A pork chop. Disgusting. Or, like, pulled pork. Disgusting.
Oh, delicious. What? A pulled pork sandwich?
I hate it. Hate it. Hate it.
Oh my God, you have not had a good pulled pork sandwich, probably.
I don't know. It just tastes too porky. You know what I mean? Oh, I don't know.
That's the best part.
Like any form of like the meat where it's like too much, like I'm getting the texture, like the flavor of the meat is like, it's kind of like grossing me out. Ham almost feels like it's like fake. Like it just feels like, it doesn't
kind of
feel
is.
Like you're eating like a pork chop. You know what I mean? It's so thin,
for sure.
So delicious. Just like drenching in honey glaze. I mean, it's just absolutely scrumptious. And bacon does not count because bacon is crispy deliciousness. That could be anything. It could be a chip for all I know.
No. No, it is totally different. Like I didn't even think of it when you said that because like to me, pan con lechon, like I knew what you meant, like a piece of lechon, you know?
Of course. Yeah, like
not
the
like
actual
bacon
pork.
Or ham.
Yeah, it's so different. And I just don't appreciate that nobody knew. They're like, "What is Jessie talking about? She doesn't like pork, but she eats pork." Gosh, obviously.
No, some people thought you were stupid and didn't even know the difference.
No, I do know the difference. I do know a ham comes from a pig. I did know that. And I also knew that bacon comes from a pig too. And like when they used to cook in La Caja China, the only part that I would eat was the skin because it's like crunchy, kind of like bacon.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I agree. Like I just like the parts that aren't very meaty. Like when they would like start cutting the meat of the pork, I was like, gross. Like I don't care how tender it is and none of that. I don't like that. So that's what I meant. Okay, guys, no need to think I'm a moron. I am a moron for other reasons, but I knew what I was saying. I just meant it was like a different form that I like. Like exactly. I will say to I don't like pork because I don't want them to like cook a dish where it's like a bunch of pork. You know what I mean?
Right.
But if they serve me bacon, I would love that.
Yeah, anyway, of course. A little bacon, a little ham. Come on. It's totally different.
Please, that was an infuriating realization in the comments that I was being
bullied. The comments were losing their mind about that. So we just wanted to correct the record. Jesse knows this. They're the same thing.
I did. And I don't appreciate that.
Also, I thought it was so funny, this comment. I screenshot it because I literally thought it was hilarious. Right. It says, this podcast's biggest mystery is whether Kathleen is very easily impressed or Jesse is very hard to impress.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here,
right now. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
I think it's both, to be honest.
I think you're very hard to impress. I think I'm not easily impressed.
Girl, what is the last thing you can remember not being impressed by?
Okay, first of all, I went to an all-inclusive resort last summer or like the summer before, whatever.
Those
and
notoriously
I
have very bad food, but continue.
I was shit-talking the food the whole time I was there.
Of course. Okay? Yeah.
I'm not easily impressed. And my stepdad was like, what are you talking about? This is so good. And I was like, dry, horrible. Like, I was not. Oh, and people around me really liked it. Okay. In Disney Springs Summer House, it's an amazing restaurant and they have cookies that everybody loves. You know, I tried them. I don't like the Summer House cookies. I don't.
Okay.
They're not as good as Gideon's, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
It's just, I'm not easily impressed. I think you are hard to impress. I think so.
Was there anybody in the comments corroborating your love for peanut butter cold brew?
Yes. A few people said that the peanut butter cold brew was amazing. Someone did comment and say, one time I ordered the peanut butter cold brew and they forgot the peanut butter in it. Someone said that.
You know, maybe... maybe that's what happened. I mean, I did
you
see
didn't
her
even
squirt
get a
it
little...
in there, but God bless.
Really? Because they cook behind. They, like, make it behind.
Behind what? There's no behind
the
nothing.
Wall.
Bitch,
wall,
I saw
like
her
wall.
Do it right in front of me. They do it now in front of you. I don't, maybe you don't remember.
I don't remember.
But I saw her go like, whoosh, 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 like 5 times in my cup. So unless she was squirting something else, it was brown. Looked like doo-doo.
Well, then maybe you're really just a hater ass bitch.
It's not. Why would it just be me and Joey too? Like, we have no reason to hate.
I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. I gotta be honest.
Exactly.
It really doesn't.
Exactly.
It does not make any sense.
But I do think it's both. I think that I am a little bit hard to impress, and then Kathleen is a little bit easily impressed. I'm excited to
when
see
we
on
were
the cruise. I was just gonna say
when we were talking, first of all, I've been on a couple cruises and I was not impressed by the food.
Okay, same. But Disney cruises are supposed to be like exponentially better.
Yeah, I was telling Jesse, I better be like blown away on this cruise since we paid $6,000 per person.
We didn't. That's not even close.
That's what it felt like.
But Kathleen is officially coming on the Disney cruise. We're going to have an episode for you guys on the cruise. We're going to film, and it's going to be unhinged because we're going to have to film it at night. Like, my kids are going to be asleep. My mom's going to be watching them. And midnight party in your room, and we're going to be recording.
In your room. You have the cool room with the big veranda. Oh, fuck.
Remember the ones I'm going on the cruise for? Yeah, they're gonna be sleeping, and we have like connecting rooms and stuff, and my mom's gonna be there, and we're gonna be loud and whatnot. I wonder if we're gonna get a noise complaint.
No, we won't. We won't. Come on.
Because people bring like their babies and stuff. You know what I mean?
Wouldn't be the first time we get a nose complaint.
Is it? Not the first time?
To be fair, you weren't the one making noise. Neither was I. But in Vegas. The
oh, my God. Oh,
when we got kicked out.
How did I forget? You know, and that's trauma. You know what I mean?
And that is trauma. That is trauma.
Erase that. I have never been more excited to not be in a room under your name in my life, because everybody that was in a room under Miss Fuentes had to skedaddle out of that hotel.
I did nothing. I just want to say I did nothing.
No, Kathleen's innocent. She's innocent. And I stand by that. And she's not even banned from the Cosmopolitan because we stayed there and it was fine. And they don't even
exactly
know you.
I was fine.
You're fine. You're fine.
But anyway. Yeah. Oh, my God. You know what's funny? Somebody commented this. I had to screenshot this as well because I was gathering evidence. And you know, the last episode.
This is gonna piss
someone,
me off.
Because you were talking shit about Gideon's really hard, and you even said that it was that Starbucks was better, and that really threw me in for a loop. And then this comment said, Jesse, one time you said Starbucks espresso tasted like farts, and I've never forgotten that. Okay. What do you have to say? Are you telling me that farts taste better than Gideon's? Because okay, I'm gonna lose it.
First of all, I even said in my defense of Starbucks that their espresso either tastes like acid or burnt. There's really no like in between. Like their coffee does not slay whatsoever.
It does not slay at all. However, I'm not easily impressed. I hate Starbucks. I hate Dunkin' Donuts. They taste like ass, both of them.
But sometimes a Starbucks barista will put their whole pussy in your fucking latte and it tastes delicious. You know,
there are times.
So that's what I was saying, is like sometimes I will get a Starbucks drink that is like, wow, this is so much better than I thought it would be. And those are better than what I had from Gideon's. Like Starbucks best. You know what I mean?
Maybe it's the expectation, because you go into Starbucks expecting like ass water and then sometimes they surprise you with their pussy.
Yeah. And maybe it's that I didn't have to wait 3 hours for it. You know, that could also
be it. I'm telling you guys, it's not. I know this bitch. And the reason why, I'm telling you, her taste buds were changing the longer she was in line. She waited for Gideon's for 45 minutes. And by the time she got to the front of the line, like, she couldn't even taste the peanut butter anymore. Can you believe that? That's crazy.
I will admit, it may have soured my perception, but I was ready, willing, and able to love it.
You want to know why I know it soured her perception? Because Guardians of the Galaxy is the best ride to ever exist. Fight me about it. It's the best ride in the whole world. And Jessie, when she got tipsy and tried to ride it for a second time, she was in the line for like a million years. And then they told her that she couldn't ride it because the ride was down, whatever. And now she says that Guardians of the Galaxy is like the worst ride of all time.
That is not what I said. I literally
You said it could die. You said it
that.
Was dead to me. You said Guardians of the Galaxy is dead to me.
I might have said that. But the whole thing was that I just didn't find it that good in terms of like,
that's
I don't really
so
want to be spinning on a fucking roller coaster. Okay? We don't have to go over this again.
No, I'm not going to. I'm sorry, guys. I know it's a very sensitive subject. I'm not going to go over it again.
What, are you going to bring up George's Wine Bar next?
which, by the way, some people, I wrote ruffled some feathers because I keep calling it George's Wine Bar, and it's called Wine Bar George.
I hate that. It should be George's Wine Bar.
Thank you. I'm like, I'm gonna change the name.
Yeah, we just changed it, so whatever.
But I'm sorry to go on this rant forever. It's gonna be 6 months later and I'm gonna still be talking about Guardians and stuff like that. But you know what, I don't appreciate the comment that somebody wrote the other day that was like, it was underneath that comment about the, is Kathleen easily impressed or is Jesse like hard to impress, and someone commented like, oh, I just think that Kathleen approaches everything in life like a teenager, like if I'm like stunted and stuff, and I'm like,
I'm so well, okay, wait. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they mean that like you have like a childlike love for things, which is beautiful, and I hope that more people could keep that. You know what I mean?
No. I don't exactly know the word, but I remember reading it being like, "Oh my gosh, she's saying that I'm stunted." Like, it's because, guys, I had a very, very overprotective childhood. Like, I couldn't even cross the street. My parents didn't let me leave the house, and then I got married at 18, and that was a whole
wait,
a whole thing.
So, are you saying you are stunted?
I'm like, "Oh my god, am I?" Like, wait, let me think about that, because
like, shit, I went from like something,
went from one nest to another nest. God bless. That was, you know, whatever. I don't want to talk about it, but I'm like, maybe I was stunted. Like, have I not? Because the comment said like that I haven't had many life experiences, so I get impressed by like Gideon's or something.
Oh,
like, because I'm such
beautiful.
A loser. I like Gideon's.
No, you're misreading that part. You're putting that in there when it's like, yeah, maybe you are experiencing things for the first time in a way that you feel you can authentically like enjoy it. You know what I mean? Come on. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah, that's kind of a powerful realization. I'll give that to you.
Oh my God, like, yeah, that I'm stunted and like...
No, not stunted.
I'm
not
just
stunted,
living just... for the first time at 33.
Yeah, but look how many years you have ahead. What a blessing. Some people wait forever. Some people die without living.
You know what? You're right. You're right.
You know? And like for people around you, I think that that's one of the most endearing things about you, that you love everything so much. I do. I think it's wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much. Someone commented something that honestly like tickled my vagina in ways I can't explain. It made me so happy. Okay. Somebody said that we are a grumpy sunshine. You know what that is?
The grumpy sunshine duo.
It's a huge book trope. Like if you read books, people love, like for example, if you guys have read Emily Henry Beach Read, that's a grumpy sunshine like romance. People are saying we're the grumpy sunshine.
Oh, where one is a raging fucking whore bitch and then the other one's sunshine. Oh, let me guess which one I am.
but no. The grumpy is always endearing grumpy. You know what I mean? Not like not pesado. It's always like an endearing way, like you.
Okay.
Yeah. We're so cute. We're grumpy sunshine. I think it's so cool. Before we continue, I want to quickly thank our sponsor, 1-800-CONTACTS.
About a year ago, I went to the eye doctor to get my contact prescription, and I was really hoping to leave with contacts. Spoiler alert, I didn't, because when you have astigmatism, there's not as much availability, if you will, of contacts usually. So I was panicking, and I was like, well, I really need the contacts. And I searched online, I found 1-800-CONTACTS, and within days, I had my contacts at my door. It was amazing.
Within days?
Yeah, super fast shipping.
Oh, wow, that's fast shipping, baby. Which honestly makes a lot of sense, because for over 30 years, 1-800-CONTACTS has been the leader in online contact lens delivery, with millions of contacts in stock and award-winning customer service.
Yeah, one thing that I really love, and I just tried the other day actually, is that they provide a way to renew your contact lens prescription from home. So it's called their Express Exam. It takes less than 10 minutes and gives you a doctor-issued prescription that you can use to buy contact lenses. So I didn't have to go back to the eye doctor when my prescription expired.
No, it's wild. Jessie really does swear by 1-800-CONTACTS. She's been using them forever.
Yeah, and whether you have a strong prescription or like me, astigmatism, and you're struggling to find contacts that work for you, they have so many in stock that you're gonna find a good fit, and then they're gonna deliver them with fast free shipping straight to your mailbox. What's better than that?
Nothing, I say. Honestly, you know what my favorite thing about them is? They have their whole best price guarantee thing, which means if you find your contacts at a lower price somewhere else, they will beat it. And that's a promise, my friend, you won't find anywhere else.
And they also have extra discounts for new customers on their site. So on top of that, I mean, doesn't get better. Getting contacts does not have to be a hassle. Let 1-800-CONTACTS get you the contact lenses you need right now. All you have to do is order online at 1-800-CONTACTS.com or download the free 1-800-CONTACTS app today.
And thank you so much to 1-800-CONTACTS for being an amazing sponsor of the JK podcast.
I read that comment after the stunted comment. It made me feel a lot better. Oh my God, a lot of realizations. I mean, I do feel that way. I don't feel like I'm grumpy. I feel like,
I don't think you're grumpy.
Never mind. I am.
No. I don't think you're grumpy at all. You being a chronic complainer doesn't equal grumpy.
You know what's so interesting? You also are a chronic complainer. So
I really am.
How do you love everything and then you also complain? It's kind of magical.
You know, I try to ask myself that all the time, because I really do find myself complaining constantly. But like in a very, I don't really mean it way. Like I don't really, you know.
So is it just like, and I feel like that's why I do it too. Is it just like a way to just like make conversation almost?
Yeah, like, damn, it's so hot here. It's so hot. And I'll say it 30 times.
I can never not complain about the weather. That's my favorite thing to do. Whatever weather's outside, not good enough. Needs to be the opposite.
Ay, que frío. If it's cold outside, I'm going to tell you that it's cold 16 times outside.
You did in Disney. You were like, it was literally like 60 degrees. She was like, I need to go to your room and get a sweater. I can't feel my fingers. Oh my God. And I'm like, girl, it's not snowing.
It was so cold. I'm very friolenta. That's why I'm very nervous about our Georgia New Year's Eve trip, which by the way, my stepdad is also super friolento. And he's like, am I good with just like a sweater and pants?
Y'all need to bring like thermals and a scarf and shit.
I told them to get thermal pants and stuff. Like, you don't understand this man.
There's a fire outside, but.
No, he goes, are you guys like hiking and stuff? I'm like, oh no, this is not the crowd.
Oh, absolutely not. Does he like fishing? Because it is by a creek where we could fish on.
Well, he wants to like not leave the cabin.
Oh, okay. Well,
he's like, I'm that afraid of the cold. I'm like, yeah, I mean, you can hang out in there. Do your thing. Do whatever you want.
He just wants to go from one house to another house. Change the scenery, look outside, see a different thing. You know what I mean?
No, it was crazy. One time he drove me to Mississippi when he was like dropping me off to like see Danny when he was coming back from deployment. And bro, the whole time, guys, it was like 55 degrees. And I was really, really cold. Giovanni was like dying. My stepdad was dying. He was like, his teeth were chattering.
Is that like a condition?
I think it's just like being Cuban.
I'm so dead. No, like, you know how like, is it lizards? Or like, you know how like reptiles are like cold-blooded, so they can't be in the cold or they'll like die. You know what I mean? Like, I wonder if it's something different in your blood, because I'm like the opposite. Like, I can never, ever, ever wear layers. I will go in the freezing cold with a big jacket, but underneath is like a t-shirt.
No, I don't. For real?
Yeah. If I have layers, I start feeling claustrophobic and hot and sweating, and it's just like awful.
That sounds horrible, though.
What? Just the little t-shirt and the
jacket? Yeah. That sounds horrible. Sounds horrible.
No. As long as your extremities are covered, like if you have like gloves and like things on your feet, you're not going to be cold. Oh, by the way, I really, really, really want to film an episode in the jacuzzi.
Oh my God, we should. We've done it before.
We have, but this would be with our microphones. I'm a little scared.
We're not going to drop it.
I won't drop it.
What's that supposed to mean? Have you ever seen me drop anything?
No, I've just seen you go like this when we're filming. So maybe you just take a little dip, you know, get a little bit of water on it.
That might happen. I'm not going to lie.
You'll just be like, what are you talking about, girl? And you just go like this and it just dips into the jacuzzi. I could see that happening for sure.
Maybe we invest in those Britney Spears ones for the jacuzzi.
I'm so... I just know that thing would end up in your mouth. I can't do it. The last thing that we filmed as Pitbull, the top comment was like, Kathleen is going to get her mic privileges taken away. Unfortunately, like, we can't. You know what I mean? Because then she'll just sound bad. So yeah. We have to have her hold it.
I could just picture us having those microphones and then you finding Amelie like a few days later of her like singing with it.
Oh, 100%. I bought a new karaoke machine. For the cabin, it's got 3 microphones.
Oh, we're doing karaoke?
Oh, every night.
Of course we are. Of course we are. Kidding me? This is the karaoke family.
How are your parents feeling about the trip? What have you told them about my dad?
I haven't told them anything.
What is fucking wrong with you?
Hey, you're coming. That's it.
Oh my God. Okay.
They've met your mom. They've met your mom a bunch of times. Your dad? They have not. Your dad, they have not. But your mom.
Oh, my dad thought he was so funny for this. Look what he put in the family chat. Hold on. The day our episode went up. Which, by the way, indicates to me that he literally watches all the way through, which is terrifying.
Oh my God. Now your dad watching the whole episode. That makes me so uncomfortable.
He said, last warning. If anyone uses my likeness for profit, they will soon be contacted by the law firm of Julio and Martinez. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Oh my God.
And I said,
it's because he saw our lights, camera, smiles at the end.
Yeah. He said, I heard from an employee of a podcast, Joey, that, maybe he doesn't watch Drew. Maybe Joey told him.
Okay.
And then he told him that that's what it was. It says, I heard from an employee of a podcast that I Poder was, because that's their, like the name of their band, I Poder. There's faith. I Poder was the main feature on a recent show.
That is so funny. Which, by the way, a bunch of people were very upset that they didn't hear your mom singing. They wanted to hear I Poder.
That's copyrighted. Sorry, guys. I can't. First of all, just search it up on YouTube. Actually, people did, because one of the comments, like the most recent comments, is like, who's here to like see Jesse's parents?
No way. That's so freaking funny. Maybe at the cabin, your mom can sing that song on karaoke and we'll film it for people.
I think my mom has too much church trauma for that, but she could sing something else.
Oh, I mean, you know, I get it.
Yeah, I think I caught her off guard that I included that clip. I was like, Sabria, I mean, I don't know.
She looks great though.
Oh my God, she looks so good. And there is a fucking show that me and Nassim started watching yesterday because Benji told us about it. And Benji is just like you, like I say every fucking episode, but he loves when we watch the things that he loves. You know what I mean? So
that is my favorite thing. The fact that you stopped watching New Girl after 4 episodes makes me want to Minecraft myself.
I forgot about that journey.
If anybody's wondering, Jesse's journey on with it's New over. Girl, non-existent.
But he told me about a show called Righteous Gemstones, which is about like a super corrupt, like mega church. And the woman in it, I'm gonna show a picture. The fucking woman in it looks just like my mom. Look, let me send it to you. Well, she's not like a main character because she's like dead in it, but like they showed like a throwback. And oh my God, I was caught so off guard when I was watching it. Oh, and the guy that you think is hot is there from Coyote Ugly. The old guy?
There's a guy that I think is hot from Coyote Ugly.
You'll see him in the picture of the show. He was on your Hear Me Out.
Oh my God. The guy from Roseanne?
Yeah.
Dan Connor from Roseanne?
Yes, your Hear Me Out. But look at the fucking woman next to him and then slide and look at my mom. I felt like they looked much alike.
Yeah, it's the outfit and the hair for sure.
It was pretty crazy.
That is pretty crazy.
Anyway,
That's
we
funny.
Need to stop talking about the church before we give my mom a panic attack. My bad.
What did you say? The guy from what? What did you...
You're Hear Me Out.
Roseanne? No, I know, but what did you say? You said the guy from something.
Oh, from Coyote Ugly. He's the dad.
Oh, my God. That's like the most minor role he has.
And most epic. Love that movie.
I mean,
did I ever say the story about how me and Joey watched Coyote Ugly way too young? I'm talking like under 10 really? Years old. And we loved it so much that we opened our own bar in my grandma's house. Like, it was a pretend bar called Green Gorilla.
Oh, where's the correlation to Coyote Ugly?
I don't know. Just the name we came up with, I suppose. But we would get like a bunch of red solo cups and one person would be the customer. We're like, what do you want? It's like, I'll take a drink. And me and we'd start fucking flipping the red solo cups and then serving each
other. You and Joey?
Me and Joey. Yeah.
I love that.
And whoever had to be the customer was bored out of our fucking minds. We were like, I want to be twirling.
So it was just you were the bartender and then he was the customer and then you guys would...
We would switch.
Yeah. Or switch.
Yeah. We were...
That sounds great.
Interesting kids. Yeah.
I bet. Like, kind of like Amelie.
Superstar. Kind of like Amelie. You know what I mean?
It makes sense, honestly. Oh my God. You know what's so funny? Speaking of Coyote Ugly, did I ever tell you the story about my friend? I had a friend who's a boy. Like a boy. And I had asked him... I just think this is so funny because he's a guy. And I had asked him like what his favorite movie of all time was. And he was like, oh my God, that's so hard. That's such a hard question. I have no idea. And like the next day at school, like he was really, really, really thinking about this for a long time. He's like, I have no idea. I have to really think about this. There's so many movies. There's so many. And then the next day he came to school and he was like, Kathleen, I finally figured out. Like I finally, like it dawned on me what my favorite movie of all time was. And I was like, what? I expected like some like Armageddon or some shit. Like I don't fuck. This motherfucker said Coyote Ugly.
King. Coyote I love ugly. That for him.
I was like 24 hours marinating on this just for him to tell me Coyote Ugly.
It's a very that was crazy. Good movie. I love it.
That was crazy. No, it was very good. It was very good. But I always think of him every time I think of Coyote Ugly.
Coyote Ugly bar in Nashville. But the movie?
Oh,
slay.
Yeah, the bar in Nashville, trash. An absolute hellhole. But the movie's so good. Oh my God, bro. Did you watch the Diddy documentary?
A little bit of it when I was getting my nails done. Disturbing.
Bro, I finished like all four episodes. Oh my God. They need to lock that man away forever and ever and ever and ever.
Forever.
And never, forever. And never let him out. Like never let him out.
He's gonna be out in like 3 years or 4 years.
I know. Well, no, they only gave him 50 months with time served, which he was already there for like a year at that point. So he's got like what, like 3 years left?
Yeah. Have you seen that fucking video of The Game? I think it's who it was in a fucking club being like, free Diddy. And everyone's just like, boo.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here,
right now. It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Everyone was like, why would you say that? Like, it was so awkward. My only hope is that, like, he's so exiled from society. I mean, I know there's going to be people who forgive him, quote unquote, or like, what is it? Their defense is like, it's not like illegal to be a freak, you know, and like to like freaky shit. And you know,
but he did more.
Defense.
He did more than just be a freak.
I agree. No, 100%. It was so disturbing to hear too, like the things he did to men. We don't need to get into that, but like it was like awful. Very, 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 very disturbed individual. And he has demon eyes. Like when you look at him.
Oh my God, I was just about to say, literally the whole time that I was watching the documentary, I was like, bro, his eyes are dead. He has no soul. His eyes, he would talk and there's nothing behind his eyes.
I think it may be a mixture of like him as a person and drugs, like severe drug use. Cause like, well, I know drugs can take away, you know, your like personality and like who you are. But like, I think at the core too, he's just a bad person.
No, genuinely. I think he's a demon. And like borderline, like a con artist. Like the fact that he has risen to fame and the way that he got so big and so famous. And it's so crazy. It's so crazy to watch. And like the fact that he for sure killed, I mean, allegedly. But for sure.
Yeah, girl. Say allegedly. No, I mean, hardcore.
Allegedly. He allegedly. But like, it's very obvious from my opinion that I've gathered from documentaries, like he fully killed Tupac and Biggie. He like put the hit on them. I believe it with my whole chest.
Yeah, probably allegedly in our opinion. And I also think he probably allegedly in our opinion killed his wife or his ex-wife.
Oh, I also think that. That's not, yeah. And you know, that's not part of the documentary, like the whole Kim Porter situation.
I thought that was weird.
Yeah, I thought that was super. There were so many things that they left out. It was like mostly surrounding the whole Biggie Smalls and Tupac murder and like all the people he, like in the industry, how many people he fucked over. And the fact that he literally like paid a gang member $500,000 after Tupac died and like nobody said anything. Like super weird. There were so many weird things. The first time Tupac got shot, that he got shot like 5 times. Like he has an interview where he's like, oh, no. I know for a fact that it was Diddy and those people and blah, blah, blah. He killed. Right. He's like, this is what he did. He goes and he puts a hit out on Tupac. And then
allegedly,
when he dies,
in our
allegedly,
opinion.
I think he puts a hit out on Tupac. And then when he sees how big Tupac got after his death, like he was already obviously a big giant rapper. And then after he died, it became like Death Row Records. It was like legendary, all this crazy shit. He was like, damn, you know what? I have to kill Biggie too, because then I could be big and famous and take everything Biggie has. So he puts a hit on Biggie, allegedly. I think that's what happened. And then, bro, do you know that Biggie, before he died, sorry to go on this rant, but it was just insane. But like before he died, he had a contract to be on the cover of Rolling Stones.
No.
And
I
he
did
died.
Not know that.
Yeah, he had a contract to be, he had already signed. He was going to be on the cover of Rolling Stone and he died. And then Biggie told them to swap him out and put him on the cover. So he was on the cover instead of Biggie Smalls.
Biggie told him.
No. Diddy tells Rolling Stones, I'm going to pull, because, you know, he was signed under Diddy. And he's like, I'm going to pull the Biggie Smalls cover and I'm going to put myself on it.
Perfect. Yeah, not perfect. Suspicious at all. No motive.
No, not at suspicious.
All. Honestly, I think even like the whole shooting thing in the studio where he like that guy got shot and then it was just like nothing happened. That was very bizarre.
Nothing happened. He
very
told
bizarre.
The people like, hey, you better tell the police that he got shot outside of the studio. And they said, okay.
Yeah, very, very bizarre. And you know what's crazy? I remember somebody, I think it was Becca Day on TikTok, pointing out that outside of Kim Porter's like crime scene, you know who was there? The fucking dude, Corey, that Kris Jenner is dating.
Oh, yeah. That is so bizarre.
Like, there's too many weird connections, you know?
Yeah, there is so many weird connections. And I do think it's kind of strange that, like, J-Lo has been so silent. Like, weirdly silent. Like, from the start.
J-Lo's never silent, honey.
But, like, she's never said anything about Diddy.
No, I know. About this, yeah. But
like, can we talk about it? Like, what did it, like, what, like, how was that relationship? Can you, like,
she's too busy staring at herself in a mirror saying, like,
I guess,
you're beautiful.
I guess.
You're wonderful. I love you. Every time Leo, she shows up on my Instagram, know, I'm like, I ain't ever forward. Like, she just. She
I mean, I want to look like that at her age. I want to look
okay,
just like that.
Yeah, absolutely stunning. But.
Oh my God.
A little bit cringe at this point. She's just the epitome of what everyone thinks a Leo is, in my opinion.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
But I don't know. I highly recommend, guys, the Diddy documentary. It's on Netflix and it's produced by 50 Cent, which, oh my gosh.
I didn't know
like,
that.
They have balls. Yeah, 50 Cent is the producer. They have major
beef. He says,
beef.
Motherfuckers, I've gotten shot a million times and I don't give a shit.
No, it's so funny. After the documentary aired, you know that P. Diddy sent flowers to 50 Cent recently. He sent him flowers.
Oh, that's a threat.
Oh, yeah. That's like, they sent him funeral flowers. Yeah. So, and 50 Cent is like not at all worried or scared, which I love that about him. He's so petty and so funny. I love 50
Cent. He is.
But yeah, you guys should watch it. It's really, really interesting. And also, holy shit, is Tupac the most hottest bald man to ever grace this earth?
He's very, very good looking. Yeah.
No. Oh, my God. Like, wow. Wow. I know at this point I'm like a decade older than him. That's weird, you know.
Well, you're not older than him. He just died.
Well, no, but I know. But I mean, like, I'm 34 and being like, that 24-year-old is scrumdiddlyumptious makes me
well,
feel
he
weird.
Would have been like 50.
No, for sure. But I'm saying like he was.
It's fine.
So...
I don't think it's weird. Okay. Is what I'm getting at.
Well, I mean, okay. He is. He's over. He has over 21.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I mean, come on.
But he was. God, like the whole documentary, I was like, damn, he was hot. Holy shit.
Very, very good looking man.
Oh my God, Jesse, I have to ask you about your Spotify Wrapped because I'm so intrigued on what your top five songs of the year was. Guys, I'm obsessed with the whole Spotify Wrapped thing. I wait every single year for it. But I knew this year for me was going to be just like straight up Sabrina Carpenter, and it was.
Mine too, I fear. Literally all five of my top songs are Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, all five?
All five songs.
Oh my
God. She was my number one
so
artist. It's weird because number one is Manchild, and I don't feel like I listened to that more than the others, but maybe I did, I guess.
Bro, literally same. My number one song of the year was Manchild, and I'm like, I didn't hear it more than...
I don't think I did either. My number one is Manchild. Number two is Tears. Number three is Nobody's Son. Number four is Never Getting Laid. Number five is When Did You Get Hot?
That is so funny. So my number one is Man Child. My number two is Bedchem, which is my favorite song of hers of time. Like of all the songs she's ever written, Bedchem is my favorite. My number three is Nissan Altima from Doechii.
Oh, okay. Yes.
My number three. This one is so random and so weird, but I think it is proof that I did travel a lot in 2025, which is interesting because my number fourth song is Danger Zone from Top Gun. Like, Away to the Danger Zone. And I only listen to that song when I am taking off on an airplane or landing.
Not the OCD ritual.
No, it is my OCD.
That's crazy. That and is the fact such that it's my number four song for
the You would think that I wouldn't listen to it because it's called Danger Zone.
Yeah, no, that's what I was thinking.
No, for sure. But since in Top Gun, like, that's what they all fly to. Like, that's the song that they fly to. It's like this whole thing.
Oh.
Like, this whole thing. Don't judge my OCD.
No, I'm not. It's great. I love your OCD.
The fact that that's my number four song, guys, that's crazy. And then my number five is Juno, which I feel like I didn't listen to Juno that much, but I guess I did.
I love Juno. What about your artists?
Oh, yes, my artists.
My number one was, of course, Sabrina Carpenter.
Of course. Same. So was mine.
When it said, like, what's your favorite genres or whatever, the number one was, like, bubblegum pop. I was like, don't infantilize me.
Oh my God, that was mine too. Wait, yeah. I want to go to your top genres. What are they? My top five are number one, bubblegum pop, of course. Then yacht rock, which I'm assuming that's the whole Danger Zone situation, I guess.
Oh, right.
Number three is pop rap, Doechii. Then indie, then Latin. Bad Bunny, of course. So my top five artists, which you're probably going to talk shit about my number five. But my number one is Sabrina Carpenter, of course. My number two is Bad Bunny, of course. Bad Bunny, angel on this earth. My number three is the 1975, which I heard you're a hater of the 1975. Joey was telling me
that he told you this. Okay, first of all, I don't like Matty Healy or whatever the fuck his name
okay, is. Okay, I hate him too. I know.
And also, the only words you understand, this is literally, you want to hear how they sound to me?
Go ahead.
It's like, and run, run away. He's on my back, and we're going.
Okay, that's one song. You're talking about that one song.
That's what they sound like. That's literally what they sound like. Sorry.
Guys, sorry. Don't listen to her. The 1975. Okay, first of all, somebody else, iconic.
Okay, the only good song.
That song is so good. No, there's so many good songs. Robbers, fantastic. Change of Heart is so cute. I also love the sound. That's actually my favorite one. And I know when you're around, because I know the sound. I know the sound of your heart.
I don't like that one.
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, I can hear every lyric. Okay. So that's my third artist.
Can you?
Then number
can you? You yes, can write them down on a piece of paper.
I can. Absolutely, I can.
You've looked them up, so that's not fair.
I haven't.
There's no way you made out what they said. They pop up on Spotify.
Bro.
They don't have the same thing that all other British singers have, which is like they just sound American when they sing. No.
I disagree.
Quite the opposite, love.
I don't hear that when they're singing. Well, so they're my number three artists. And then my number four is Olivia Dean, which we love so much. Mm-hmm. So much.
Yes.
And then number five is Taylor Swift.
Okay. So my number one was Sabrina Carpenter. Number two was Olivia Dean. Number three is John Bellion. And then my number four was Taylor Swift, which is weird. And people were messaging me like, I didn't know you were a Swiftie. And I'm like, I'm not. You know what I mean?
Oh, so then what was that about?
I honestly think it's just because Life of a Showgirl came out and I was like curious. And then I was kind of listening. I do like, what are the songs that I like? Wishlist. I like that song. Like, I think it's cute, whatever. But I really did not like Life of a Showgirl. God bless.
I don't think it was a very good album.
I think I was listening to it out of like curiosity, to be honest. Yeah.
So you listened to it several times out of curiosity.
yeah several times. I do like was it Opalite? I don't know. I liked some of the songs that were like catchy and cute.
That one's good.
Oh, I fucking
I like it.
Makes me angry when I hear it.
Oh shit. I do feel like Taylor Swift was trying to go a little bit of like a Sabrina Carpenter route when it came to some of these songs.
Yeah,
like for example, you know how Sabrina, although she does it very well, like her lyrics will be like not super profound. Okay.
Yes. You know. No, but she does it on purpose. But
she does it on
her purpose. Personality carries that and allows that to take place.
So like the song Wood, the I ain't got a knock on wood. I'm like,
didn't land. Didn't land.
It didn't land.
And then it's like your big old redwood hard dick. And I'm like, no, thank you. Like,
I mean, I do love a song about a big old hard dick, but it was just something about
it didn't land. It felt like the first time that I heard like even Taylor Swift talking about like I'm taking off my clothes and I'm doing this, I was like, girl, like I didn't know. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like I knew you could do that, but like it just felt like so like out of character, and maybe that's what it is. That's also just in general.
I personally I personally am a Swiftie, but I did not like her newest album.
And I will say her Life of a Showgirl, like with Sabrina, when Sabrina starts singing like vocally, like she is impeccable. And it,
yeah, I know,
you know,
she's really good.
So anyway, my number five is Charlie XCX.
Oh, cute. I'm not going to lie. I don't know who the hell your number three artist is. I've never heard of him.
You've never heard of? Yes, you have. John Bellion. I'm at an all time low, 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 low.
I've never heard that song.
Oh my God. I'm actually like excited because you're in for a treat. He's a genius. He's like a musical genius. Oh my God. He has some of the best music I've ever heard in my life.
Really?
Yes. What are you talking about? Let me
see. Send it my way, girl. Send it my way. Do I'm going to send you any 1975?
No. That's okay.
I always have, usually my top artist, which is so bizarre that John Mayer wasn't on my top artist this year. But every time I have like Taylor Swift with someone else who she has beef with, like Matt Healy, yeah. John Mayer.
I love John Mayer. I love John Mayer as much as you love John Mayer.
No, I love, I mean, not as a person. He definitely sucks.
Of course not. Of course not.
His music.
My top genres were number one, bubblegum pop, number two, Motown, number three, pop rap, number four, Latin pop, and then number five, country. Do I listen to country?
Oh, shit. Okay. I need to know what your listening age is.
Oh, 44.
Guess mine.
89.
No, almost. 78.
I mean, Highway or whatever the fuck you're listening to, Top Gun, it probably got you there, mama.
No, it was like, because I listen to a lot of 60s music. It's like one of my favorite decades of music. Yeah. And, you know, they were like, girl, you're 78.
Have you seen the memes that are like me with my listening age? And it's like a super like old person next to
That's
it.
Me.
Yeah, that's you.
What were your top albums? I only had three. They usually show me like five, but I only had three top albums.
Top albums were number one, Man's Best Friend. Number two, Life of a Showgirl. See, like what? I don't know, whatever.
Okay.
Number three was Short and Sweet. Number four was Planet Her, Doja Cat. And then number five is MTV Unplugged, Alejandro Sanz.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Love Alejandro
Sanz. The fact
Sanz.
That you had Life of a Showgirl as number two.
I don't know how they rank this, three? To be honest.
What is that about?
I don't know what that's about.
My number one was Short and Sweet. And then my number two was Man's Best Friend. And then my third one was Debi Tirar Más Foto, you know, Bad Bunny.
Oh, yeah. Did you get that little video from Sabrina?
I did.
Yeah. She looks so
good.
I'm
in her 2% of listeners.
Yeah. I'm in her 2%. 1%.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's because I didn't listen to a lot of music this year. You know what's crazy? I usually, like on my Spotify, it tells me like, you listen to 40,000 like minutes.
Yeah.
Like 40,000 minutes of music. This year, I only did 11,000.
Yeah. I have not listened to a lot of music this year, unfortunately.
I don't know. I guess a lot of like I've been, you know, reading.
Oh, that's true. You've been reading. Well, anyway, shall we get into our two truths and one lie game?
We sure shall. I'm not going to lie.
What?
I have my truths. I just didn't write down the lies.
Okay, well, I only have two full sets, and then I still need to come up with two more truths. I want to kind of hear some of your truths, because I'm like, it's kind of hard to come up with truths. I'm like, what are the fucking truths? That I like to like play golf or something? I mean, that's not a truth, so that's a lie. That's a lie. Why did I say that? Do you want me to start since you're struggling?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, all my right. God. But I did want to say, are you ready? Sorry, really what? Quick. I did want to tell you, like, I was watching The Basement Yard and I'm like, wow, we read our ads so much better than they do.
I'm so dead. Oh, shots fired. No, I will say, no, this is like actually a bone that I have to pick. I'm not saying that like ad reads are like what everybody loves anyway. You know what I mean? No. But like, ideally, if you're going to do them, you want them to be like same dynamic kind of as you have on the show. Make them quick, concise, and just like be on your merry way. I don't know what's up with other podcasts. Either they like read, and I'm not just talking about Basement Yard. Like I'm talking about like any podcast. I will literally, it shocks me every time. I'm watching the podcast and it cuts to like just audio sometimes of like, try this. You know who does that? Call Her Daddy does that. Where it like cuts from her interviews and it's like her voice. And it's just like on a screen. It's like, try better help for this and that. And I'm like,
I mean, we cut ours in the middle as well, but like, I feel like, I don't know. It's like,
well, you have to. They're called mid-rolls.
No,
like,
no, for sure.
There's actually like a formula of where you got to put it. You
oh,
know what
shit,
I mean?
Really?
Yeah, like you're not supposed to put it in the last 10% or the first 10% of a episode.
Gotcha,
you're supposed
to
put it like, interesting, you know, interesting. In certain spots. But either way, I just feel like some people don't seem very interested and they do like a ton of them and it just seems like a disinterested situation. Is that what their thing was? What was their thing that you didn't like?
No, their thing, I just feel like, you know, they were like, oh, we have to do the ad. Well, I guess because we like film it in the beginning of the podcast, like we'll film the ad read and then we just throw it in there. He like grabbed his laptop and he was like, all right, and like reading the ad. And like, I don't know.
Oh, and you know, that's interesting because it's not live. I was gonna say, if it's live, that makes sense. Like they
need
to, like,
yeah, yeah.
You know?
I was like, if it's live, it does make sense. But
it's
I
not.
Do like how
I love them. I love them and I think they're great.
I literally love them. Frankie and his wife are like my dream couple.
Yeah, yeah.
My dream couple.
Wonderful.
But I do think they could clean up their ad read. I do think,
you know, just some constructive criticism from the JK podcast, who's only been around for 22 episodes. They've been around for like 600.
I'm like, for someone who is, you know, just as famous as them in the podcast space, you know, just if you want some pointers.
Okay, are you ready for my two truths and one lie?
Let's do it.
Okay. I want a car on television. I have a secret personal TikTok account and it has over 50,000 followers. I had my first panic attack after eating chocolate cake at 10 years old and they had to call the ambulance.
Okay, I have to pick which one's the lie.
Yeah.
Okay, you definitely don't have a secret TikTok account with 50,000 followers.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
Why would you think that?
Because I feel like that's something you would have brought up before or something. Well, like 50,000 followers. Bitch. I know, but I don't know. I feel like you would have said something about it.
But it's a secret.
Okay, well, which one is the lie?
That is the lie. I knew you were going to clock that.
The cake was so specific.
I know.
I was like,
yeah, I remember it very well. Bro, that was one of the most embarrassing days of my life. And, should I say the story?
Yes.
It was at Dave & Buster's and I did eat chocolate cake and it started giving me like heart palpitations and I started freaking out. And then I gave myself a panic attack and I was terrified. I was with my dad and he was like, are you okay? Are you okay? So then we rushed home and I still felt really bad. It was like, I mean, if you've ever had a panic attack, like, you know. And I mean, I was so young. I didn't know. I thought I was dying. But I will admit that by the time the ambulance got there, I didn't really feel it anymore, which has happened to me a few times. You know what I mean? There was one time in LA, actually, I was like a full blown adult where I had taken, like, I don't know, this cough medicine. I had like mixed medicines. So it made me feel like a little weird. And that started giving me a panic attack. So I thought I was dying. Like, yeah. I actually thought I was dying.
Of course, of course.
So naturally. Then I had Joey call 911. In LA, it takes so fucking long to get into, to like, to be seen by anybody that I literally was like, okay, forget it. Like, before I even got stopped. Like, I was in the hallway and I was just like,
No, stop.
I just go home.
Actually, you know what? I feel better.
Yeah, but what is really embarrassing is that I, as a 10-year-old, I was like, well, the ambulance is going to come and like, I don't really feel anything anymore. So I kind of have to like fake something for them to check out. You know what I mean?
So what did you do?
I started like wheezing. Like I started going like, like that.
And you know how you can just tell when someone's faking a wheeze?
No, 100%. 100%. And what was so embarrassing is that I thought that there was no way that they would know that I was faking it. And literally, they told my dad, they're like, the wheezing is voluntary. That's something she's doing. And I was like, what? How did you know?
No.
It was so embarrassing. But like all
what
of
did,
that just
what did your dad say?
He kind of was just like, okay. Like he was just trying. I don't know. He was confused. Very, very fucking embarrassing. I was young and I didn't know. I honestly thought that if they came and like nothing was wrong with me, that like I was going to get in trouble or something. You know what I mean? Like,
I get you. I get you. So, you know, wrong. You got to fake a wheeze.
Yeah.
You had to fake a wheeze.
Yeah. And then I wasn't sure if I had said the story of winning the car on television, but I have. So then that one was easy.
That one, at first, when you said it, I'm like, I vaguely
remember. Familiar. Damn it.
Yeah.
Fine.
Familiar.
Okay, your turn.
Okay. These are all high school scenarios.
Okay.
Number one, I projectile vomited sun-kissed in front of the guy I had a crush on. Like, projectile vomited everywhere. The sun-kissed was everywhere. The next one is, my crush told me that his mom died on September 11th, and I nervous laughed for 45 seconds straight in his face. And then the third one is, my PE shorts literally fell in front of everybody at PE, embarrassing the absolute shit out of me on the court, on the basketball court.
That definitely happened. That definitely happened, I think.
So which one's a lie?
I think the September 11th thing is a lie.
I gotta be honest, I wish with every bone in my body that was a fucking lie. I have never wished for anything more.
Why did you do that?
I'll never forget. His name was Chris.
Oh my God.
Christian. Okay.
Were you just, you didn't know how to respond, like genuinely?
No, I was madly in love with him, okay? I used to, his nickname was Tino. Tino was like his little like nickname with me and my friends. And I was madly in love with him. He was so cute or whatever. And he had moved from, like, he wasn't from Florida. He wasn't from Miami. He was from New York. Mm-hmm. And he was telling me the story, like, because his mom had passed away. And I asked, like, how did your mom pass away? And, like, for some reason, him being like, oh, she died in the Twin Towers on September 11th. Oh, I don't know what, I literally was expecting anything else. Breast cancer. Anything. So that when he said that, I said, what? And like, I started to giggle. Like, I thought it was a joke. He's like, and his face when he was like, no, I'm not kidding.
Oh,
I could not stop laughing, like nervously. I'm like,
that is horrifying.
Like, I uncontrollably started laughing and he was just like,
that is horrifying.
I'm not lying, Jesse, that I thought about it for like 6 months straight every single night.
I would still be thinking about it, to be honest.
I mean, I still do. I'm like, I wonder where's Tino.
So where's the what's the lie? The sun-kissed.
Oh, what's the lie? The PE shorts. I never, my PE shorts never fell.
Oh, I should have known that.
But I did projectile vomit sun-kissed in front of a football player I was also madly in love with. And I kept drinking sun-kissed because I wanted to hang out with him in the, like, the medicine room where he was, like, getting taped up or whatever. And they sold the sodas in that room. And so, like, I didn't want to leave because he was there. And I kept drinking sun-kissed. It was after school. And by, like, the seventh sun-kissed, I projectile vomited everywhere in front of this man.
Boy, why didn't you just drink one slow?
Bro, I don't fucking know. No, I don't know. I'm like, ah, you're so funny. No, and if you ask Janine and she tells you the story, she's like, dude, well, I don't know what was up with you. Like, he could have said anything and you were just like cracking up at everything that he said.
Oh my God.
Oh, I don't know how to act around. I don't know how to act around cute boys. I'm telling you. It's a thing.
Okay. Are you ready for mine?
Mm-hmm.
I was friends with Dane Cook. I spoke to Miley Cyrus on the phone and I filmed a documentary for MTV.
Damn. That one's hard because I feel like they're all kind of true. Like, they're all not lies in a sense. I like feel like they could all be true, but I'm gonna go with the lie is talking to Miley Cyrus on the phone.
You fucking whore. Why do you know it? Yeah. Yeah. That is the lie. That's the lie.
I feel like that's something you would have told me so many times.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Miley Cyrus.
Probably.
But I do know, I vaguely remember you having a conversation with Dane Cook or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember that from back in the day. And then what was the third one?
I filmed a documentary for MTV.
I remember that.
You do?
I do. Oh, I remember that.
My God, you remember everything. It never aired, if you're wondering. It was supposed to be like a pilot. And it was like me, I think Trevi Moran.
It was like a Vine thing.
No,
right?
It was like a influencer thing. It was a, what was his fucking name? It was Rebecca Black. I think she was one of them.
Oh my God, I love Rebecca Black.
Connor Franta, I think his name was.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right
now. It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There was just a few of us, and yeah, they followed us around. They flew. They paid us like $1,000, but they did follow us around and like documented everything, interviewed our families and shit. And it just
$1,000 is pretty slay.
I mean, yeah, it was fine. I mean, I was excited just to do it, to be honest, but it never went anywhere.
Yeah. So. I would have really loved exciting. To see that. I would have loved to see that.
I have like a picture on set in like a director's chair that says Jesse Smiles. And yeah, that was for that. It was like our confessional interviews that I was filming that day.
Okay, so my previous category was high school. This one is elementary school.
Okay.
Elementary school category. Okay. You know what field day is?
Yeah.
You know field day.
Yeah, I do.
So one time during field day, I tripped during tug of war and a little boy curb stomped my face. I had to go to the nurse immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I fell and he like stepped on my face and It was horrific.
That's not what a curb stomp is, by the way.
No, a curb stomp is when you put somebody's face on a curb and you stomp on the back
of
their head.
Oh God, yes, that is what a curb stomp is.
It felt like a curb stomp.
Okay.
It felt like a curb stomp. Okay. You know? Oh my God. One time when I was like, I think it was like fourth or fifth grade, Shaq was signing autographs, like signing basketballs at Publix, random as hell. Signing autographs at Publix when I was younger, and it was like this whole fucking line. I don't know if it was like during the heat, like the when I was really, really young, you know, when Shaq was there with Dwayne Wade.
No,
in the heat?
I don't remember that.
What? In 2006?
No, I didn't. I don't know.
Like they won the heat, the championship in 2006, whatever. Anyway, when Shaq was in the Lakers for a while and then he went to the heat. Anyway, he was signing autographs and I went to Publix and I got an autograph from Shaq and blah blah. In fifth grade, I got choked in the library by a boy named Tristan, and they had to break it up. He pinned me to the library case, choking me to death. And they had everybody had to
Why
come and like the librarian
you?
Had to stop it. I don't know. Maybe for a good reason. I don't know what I said, but he just started to choke me up against the library wall, and I thought I was gonna die. Actually, like I'll never forget that day.
Okay, let's think. What would be the lie? Shaq one seems too specific. It seems like, why would you make that memory up? You know what I mean?
Okay.
I could see you making up the other two.
Okay.
I think you're making up the choking thing.
You're wrong. Ah!
What?
That is true. Tristan choked the shit out of me in the library.
Okay, Tristan's a serial killer. That's insane.
No, for sure today, Tristan's a serial killer. I don't know what I said to piss him off. I just know that he choked the shit out of me.
Okay, the field day thing is a lie then.
No, the field day thing happened. I made up the Shaq.
You made up the Shaq thing? I mean,
I made that up because we did have in elementary school, there was a basketball player that was like signing basketballs at Publix once, but it was a note. Like,
I figured it might be that you're like switching specifics story. But also, it's so believable because Shaq literally, like, he's in every commercial. He does fucking any opportunity.
I know, he would.
You throw him a couple bucks, he's going to be at Publix signing everybody's basketballs.
No, actually.
Yeah.
And no, the freaking tug of war was traumatizing, bro. I'm not trying to shame it, but the little boy was massive. He was a massive, massive little boy. And I fell and he stomped on my face that they had to break it. Like, I had to go straight to the nurse. I had a shoe print the size of my entire head on my face. My mom had to come pick me up. It was horrible. It was most embarrassing.
On your face.
Yes. I'm not kidding. Like, I was bruised. He fucked me up.
Well, that was wonderful.
Anyway.
You're very good at making up lies.
What do you mean?
I feel like, did I get any of yours right? I don't think I did.
No. I got both of mine right for you and then you got... But here's the thing. It's because I knew I had to go back deep into like elementary school or high school memories that you don't know. Because I was like, oh, there was things that was coming up and I'm like, Jesse knew that already. Like, Jesse knows
that's true.
You know?
Yeah.
So I went, ding, 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 ding. You may beat me at all of our spelling bees, but I got you at this.
Oh, and I do.
Oh, you do.
My God, do I ever. You can't spell for jack shit.
I can't. I sure can.
Well, anyway, beautiful, wonderful. What a great episode. Are you ready for Lights, Camera, Smiles?
I sure am. So my Lights, Camera, Smiles is actually not something I got from the internet. It's something that does make me smile, though. It makes me laugh every time I see it. It's a screenshot I took of a conversation that I have to show you guys because this is so funny.
Okay, I'm ready.
Me and Jesse were talking about the cruise the other day, and this just goes to show you that Jesse is just a hater and hates everything that I love, okay?
Brother.
Because I have been complaining. I have been complaining about the cruise. You know me, I'm a chronic complainer, guys, and I have been complaining about the cruise price.
No, but you complain like, in such an annoying way, too. You'd be like, oh my God, I can't wait to do like X, Y, Z. And you're like being sarcastic and I don't appreciate
it. No, I literally sent her a video that it's like, it was a TikTok that said, for the low price of $4,000, you can get a free Mickey sandwich delivered straight to your room. And I'm like, ooh, I can't wait to enjoy this Mickey sandwich that's costing me $4,000. So like, I mess with her like that in that sense. However, I found out that there is an Incredibles inflatable obstacle course on this ship.
Much like you would find at your local 3-year-old's party in your backyard.
Oh my God, maybe I am stunted. You know what? Maybe I am a teenager.
No, stop. Now that's actually making me not want to hate on the things you love because I see you as a child.
That's horrible. That's horrible. But guys, I'm not kidding. Like, I was like, ugh, Disney cruises are so dumb. This is so stupid. They're so overpriced. I don't know why we're doing this, whatever. I saw that Incredibles obstacle course.
She said, forget everything I said. I'm like, okay.
I sent it to Jesse. I'm like, can you imagine us racing? No, and it's like two people. So like, we are definitely going to race on this obstacle course.
I mean, you
do have an advantage on me. Your legs are a lot longer.
No, like I'm bigger than you. Did you see that one guy go through? He barely fit in the holes. That's going to be me. I'm pretty sure this obstacle course is for children. Like, we're going to be squeezing in all of the little traps.
I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to record it. But I had sent it to Jesse and I'm like, oh my God, this looks so much fun. I can't wait. But I had sent it in the text message, in the group chat with me and Stephanie, our, you know, Parker Way travel.
Our queen.
Extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Our queen. And Jesse didn't answer in the chat. So I text her separately. I'm like, why are you ignoring me about the amazing inflatable Incredibles course? And she literally... Look at this bitch raining on my parade. I cannot right now. She said, why are you wowed by an inflatable? I'm so confused.
But then I said, but I'll take it.
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, you were like, fine. At least you're not going to complain anymore. But literally, I'm like sending capital letters. Oh my God, an Incredibles. And she's like, why are you wowed by an inflatable? I'm so confused.
And then I said, I don't mean to shit on your parade. I said, you just love some interesting things. That's all.
But oh my God, how fun does that look? Me and Amelie are going to so race. It's going to be so good.
Yeah, you probably will. That's probably more age appropriate for, you know, her to be on the obstacle course. But you know what? I'm so excited. I am. It does look fun.
Dare I say the only fun thing on that cruise.
Okay. That's insane for you to say. You're going to have a blast, and then you're going to talk about how much fun it was. And you're going to feel so stupid.
I do like the tube, the little tube. Like, the, I do want to go on that ride. Because I only see people getting stuck on it, like, outside of Disney cruises. You know what I mean?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
People have gotten stuck on the tubes on the cruises.
What tube? Are you talking about a slide? Water slide?
Yeah.
Oh, girl.
Like a water slide. People have gotten stuck on them, and I'm like, I literally can't think of anything worse than getting stuck.
How would you even get in a stuck water slide on that? Tube? The water stops or something? Like, how would you get, you know?
Bro, I don't know, but people get stuck on them on cruises all the time.
I don't believe
but
it.
But I never see it happen on a Disney cruise. I can literally show you the videos.
Okay, so my lights, camera, smiles is more of me just being curious if this would give you the ick. Like, I really want to know.
Oh,
or if you would
God.
Find it funny.
Whoa! No, I'm scared. I'm scared.
It's really good. What happened? It slipped in.
I'm confused.
What are you confused by? Look in the beginning. When he's trying a peach for the first time, the whole fucking thing goes in his fucking mouth.
But why? Why is he doing that?
He says it slipped in. Would that give you the ick?
I mean, it doesn't give me the ick. It concerns me a lot because I would think that, like, my man is about to actually die.
Oh, like, you were actually he's about to concerned? Choke on
that. Yeah, like, I'm actually concerned he's going to choke and die.
Whoa. I don't know. I've not seen try to peach
does
like that.
You get the ick.
Oh, my God. I'd be disgusted. Like, first of all, it's a peach. Hold it.
No,
and
yeah, like,
bite
why
it.
Aren't you biting it?
No, literally.
Right.
Why is there what a is fork? That? Why did the whole thing
actually,
make it
yeah,
in
yeah,
mouth?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hold on. Like, the concern has passed because, like, you know, and then I'm like, wait a minute. You're right. What the fuck? What are you doing? Why are you eating
literally,
it like that?
Literally. And then him be like, it just slipped in. It did not just slip in. Like, you kind of like fully put it in there, you know?
Yeah, like, what?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Only to then spit it out and then eat it. Disgusting.
I mean, I would spit something out and then eat it.
I would never. That's disgusting.
I mean, I guess it depends. Like, yeah. It depends. By the way, can you guys tell that I did not have a lights, camera, smiles for today? So I just pulled that one out of my ass 5 minutes ago.
I mean, same.
I will say, Talia was having a mental breakdown over our lights, camera, smiles, like,
oh my
graphic
God.
Thing.
That- you know, it's the price of having a neurotic graphic designer.
It is the price.
She literally was like, Jesse, the parts are all supposed to move. I'll show you how they're moving now. And if you look back, I was just doing them like this because I didn't know she had sent me a... Anyway, it's a whole thing.
No, but... I was literally like, Talia, aren't they moving exactly how they're supposed to move? And she's like, no, they're not. They're supposed to be going like this. And this one's like this. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't think anybody really notices that.
Well, of course they don't. Offended. Of course they don't. But her version is way cuter, you know?
Oh, so much.
Did you hear the music
it does make it so much
at
better.
The end of our episode?
I did. I fucking finally, after 21 episodes, hear
yeah.
the music.
It was
I think
always
it's so
there.
Amazing.
It was always there. So that's interesting that you
said really
that.
Just really low. Just really low. It was there, but low
that.
As hell.
Well, anyway, guys, that is all we've got for you. So we're gonna be heading out. But as always, we really appreciate you if you made it to the end. And we will see you on Wednesday.
Or we won't.
JK.
We were so Bye. Off on that one.
No,
Bye.
Horrible. Horrible. Bye.
Time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.